back to podcast number 6. I'm with Molly.
Hi, my name is Molly.
We are currently in the drive-thru of a...
No, we're not.
Where are we right now, Molly?
It's a drive-in of a restaurant called Dog and Suds. So it's kind of like a... What's... Like a Sonic. Aren't those like drive-in things?
I
not
love
A&W's.
Sonic.
A&W's aren't drive-up.
That's what I thought.
Are they? There is one on 94 that
yes,
is.
Yes,
that's what you're thinking about. Yes.
No, I'm excited. I really want... I might get a rip your float, too. Those are good here.
Go off. So we're sitting in the car. We got a car cast today. Super fun.
Yay!
This is also... Okay. This is also our last podcast we'll be recording. sitting next to each other.
So I was an asshole and I parked in between two cars.
Right. You know, we're going to record a podcast, but she's going to park next to two different people.
Some guy just tried getting in his car and... almost slammed in my car.
It got way too close to me. I'm
very uncomfortable. What is it? What is he doing? But
we also haven't ordered yet. So like this lady's going to have to come up and talk to us while we haven't ordered.
She's going
to
be on the podcast. So if she's watching this, hi.
No.
But everyone, this is me and Molly's last time.
Is she coming up? Oh, she's going to
she was going to your window. I was like, no freaking way. But this is Molly's last time in person doing a podcast with me for right now.
Yeah, because I'll be going off to school. Next week, this time, I'll be in school.
God, dude.
No, I won't. Will I?
When do your classes start? That Monday you go?
They start the 14th because we got a welcome week. Yes, literally, exactly a week from today will be the day that I move in.
Damn, bro.
That's insane.
Damn, bro. Are you excited?
Nervous as heck. I started packing. Like, well, because, like, I had a bunch of, like, all my shit that we've, like, bought for school, like, just in a corner of my room.
And all your presents you got from your graduation
party. Right. So then I've been, like, organizing it and, like, crossing it off a list and, like, separating it and, like, putting it aside so that, like, it could be, like, officially, like,
put in the car. In.
And, dude, it was so insane to, like, go through everything and be, like, oh, my God.
Because Matt didn't leave, did he?
No,
so my brother.
My brother didn't go off to school, so
oh
this is
gosh.
The first like kid of my family to go off to school.
Have you talked to your roommate more?
I mean, yeah, just like little things though. Like not, we don't like.
Hopefully, guys. I feel like you guys will have a connection. I mean, I feel like you guys will just bond. I mean, by the way, she like you showed me her Instagram, but hopefully.
Right. Oh, here we go. The lady's gonna order.
Hold on, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good. How are you?
Good. Are you all set?
Yeah. Yes. All right, sorry. Could I get a large fry with ranch?
Okay.
And then...
Can I just get an order of mozzarella sticks?
Any dipping sauce?
Like marinara.
Sounds good.
And then can I do a small root beer? Do you want anything to drink?
Yeah, a small root beer, too. With no ice.
Two small root beers.
Perfect. And then the other... She doesn't want ice in it.
No ice in yours?
Correct.
She's kind of weird.
Shut up.
I don't like ice in mine either. It's weird. Once it melts, the root beer...
Exactly! It's so watered down.
Yeah, and, like, especially in root beer, it just, like...
Exactly. See, you're the weird one.
What?
Because it comes out cold anyways. You don't need more ice
in
it, you know?
Like, you always need
ice. Look at that.
And, like, lemonade, always add ice. So lemonade.
100%.
You know?
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. We're on the same level over here.
I'm embarrassed.
All right, total's going to be 13-11.
All right, do I pay here?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have you guys been busy today? No?
No. This is as busy as it's gotten.
Oh, dang.
What time do you guys open?
11 o'clock. And
oh, God.
Who comes here at 11 o'clock? That's like breakfast.
Dude, don't even get me started. The amount of times that I pulled into this parking lot at 10:30 and there's...
Ladies and gentlemen, so we just stopped it while we were ordering because we were like, oh, okay, like, they don't need to hear this, whatever. And then, as soon as she stopped it, the girl who's taking her order was like, oh, Delaney Brown, I know you. I used to text your phone number in
eighth
grade.
Roll
your window up.
They used to text my phone and be like, oh, is this 322... Oh, man, I'm not going to say my phone number.
You just list your entire phone number.
No, but it's the last word. But they were like, oh, is this blank? And I was like, yeah, how, like, who is this? They kept trolling my phone. Like, this is the Snape group chat. This is the, my name is Snape. My name is all these
they
random.
They had code names.
No, they called themselves wizards.
Like, like Harry Potter?
Yes, like dead serious.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that they were from around here. I thought they were people from all over the place, like getting just random, typing in random numbers and texting, you know?
No way.
I didn't remember that until she just told me. I literally thought they were from around here, but I mean, they are. I didn't know they were from around here. Right. That's insane.
They're like from the high school, like next.
Like one of our rivals.
Yeah. That's. That's awesome. Okay, we got our drinks now. Sorry, we.
This root beer is good, but
Oh my god, yeah. Root beer is the only soda that makes me like belch.
No.
Does that happen to you?
I don't really drink soda, but root beer is my only soda I really drink.
Root beer and Mountain Dew are the only ones I drink. Because McDonald's Sprite, like, ruined soda.
Oh, you don't like McDonald's or Sprite?
Yeah. Their Sprite just tastes weird. It tastes different. Like,
it tastes, like, not carbonated. Because Abby had it the other day. Or it's really carbonated and there's no, like...
Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no in-between. There's no balance. It, like, literally, it made me, like, go off of soda for, like, 3 years.
Really?
Because it grossed me out so much.
I think soda... I mean, I don't think it's the best for you. Because I stopped soda. I used to drink soda all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a kid, like, my mom would never have it in the house. But then when I turned, like, I got my license, I was always like, oh, let's get soda.
Right.
Instead of, like, iced coffee, I would get soda. But I think... I don't know. I used to grow up and I had so many cavities every single time.
Really?
I think it's from soda. But I had a cavity in almost every single amount of my teeth. Every time I go, it's, like... 2 or 3 cavities.
What?
That's just still to this day. Like, I just got... 2 years ago, I went in and I had fucking 10 cavities in one. And that's over...
That's, like, all of your teeth.
That's over $10,000.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yo, like, I hate getting cavities filled.
Yeah, me too. Oh.
Yes. Because I also... Literally, the last time that I went to go get a cavity filled, I stressed myself out so much that the numbing agent never worked. And it never numbed me, so I felt everything that they did because I was so stressed out that like the medicine literally didn't do anything and I felt every single thing that they did and it hurt so bad. Like I came out crying.
Yeah, dude, one time I was like their test dummy because like I was like, sure, like I don't need a numbing pain if it doesn't hurt. They're like, it won't hurt that bad, like whatever, we're just trying something new. And I'm like, okay, whatever, like whatever. So it was a laser one where they just do it with a laser. It was the hurtful, like I never felt pain as much as that. Like that made me terrified of dentist. I hate the dentist
so much. I'm scared of people that like going to the dentist.
No, yeah.
My mom likes going to
the dentist. I like getting them clean. Like the orthodontist is different.
Yes. 100%.
Ooh, but
good one. Oh, if you throw up, I swear to God, Delaney.
No, oh, look at that dog.
Is he with those people? Why is he just... Oh,
I don't know.
He sees it. We're...
Oh, yeah.
I, like, made... I
better not look at dogs anymore.
We gotta, like, realize that other people could see us, too.
We're just like, movie? They're, like, in a drive-in.
Movie? Can we go to a drive-in?
Well, you leave in a week.
Oh, yeah. I guess we can't.
And they're only open on the weekends now. I went to go see one the other day.
That's so dumb. Wait, seriously?
Yeah, so imagine all... Because I think due to COVID...
I literally won't have... any day to go do it unless I do it on Friday, which then I work Saturday morning.
No, it's literally not. Like I was gonna go like last Wednesday because I had nothing to do, so I saw a magic show instead
I saw
it was so good
actually.
Yeah, like
the
I wouldn't
Geneva
have,
one
yeah I wouldn't have think like anything, you know, around here is at like, you know, Broadway, but it was so good.
Broadway,
dude. Like anything
hold
that
up.
Good
really it was
so good. I didn't know how he did half the thing, like dead ass.
No way.
He could have been on America's Got Talent. And he did that since he was, like, a kid. He literally had pictures and stuff, and he, like... And then there was a mind reader.
How long was it?
It was an hour and a half, and then it was a 30-minute, like, intermission, and a mind reader came on. And he could read people's mind, like, dead ass.
Mm-mm. I don't believe... No.
No, dude,
no way.
It was, like, little kids. They would say... And then I was the last one.
Wait, you did it?
Yeah, he literally was, like... Oh, my God, he almost... Oh, my... He almost just hit my car.
Why is this...
So I was the last one to pick. It was like he put a paper bag in front and he had like a saying on it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't touch it the whole day or the whole rest of the night. And then at the end of the night, he opened it and it was exactly what we said. Like the people in the audience said. I picked number 4 and it was like the category of like, it was like singers. So it was like, it was Taylor Swift. And then there was a category of like places and it was like the, like rainforest. So someone picked the rainforest and then it was like a time. And it was some time. And it had every single thing right. In the, like, the plastic bag.
That's insane. That's wild.
That's why I don't
Yo,
get that kind of stuff.
We're literally... I looked through the welcome week for my school. And there's gonna be a hypnotist.
Where, like, hypnotized. I got hypnotized twice.
100%. Before. I want to so bad.
It's insane. I don't remember. It feels like you're sleeping for 6 hours, they say. They say 1 hour of unconscious sleep is the equivalent to... 6 to 8 hours.
I need that.
No, seriously, it put me, like, it was on stage two at Six Flags, so I had the whole stage watching me. It was, like, maybe 11 of us. He sent, like, three back because it didn't work on them, and I have a whole disc on it.
Oh, that'd be so sad if it didn't work on me.
I'd cry. It didn't work on my friend who went up there with me, but I was out, bro.
And then what did you feel? Like, how did it, like, from your perspective?
It felt like a dream. Like, it was, like, I have, like, a whole disc on it, so I watch it sometimes, and it was, like, one was, like, oh, wake up and smell, like, the worst, like, the person next to you is gonna have the worst BO, and you have to just smell it. And then it was the worst smell of my life.
No way. What?
It makes you either believe or think, or I don't know how the fucking mind works like that. Like, how can it make... And then it made me, like... So he had this voodoo doll, and he was like, anything I do to this voodoo doll, when we're all asleep, he talks. And when... He was like, whenever we do anything to this voodoo doll, you guys feel. So he'd lift up the arm, we'd all lift up our arm. It was fucking crazy.
No, that's insane. It's kind of like... insane.
It's kind of like, I feel like... kind of like scary.
Yeah,
like you can control whatever that person does.
Could you imagine if he just like did that casually in a setting that like wasn't,
I mean,
for like a show?
Like, I mean, he has discs to make people stop smoking, like to hypnotize yourself into thinking that smoking's really bad.
No way. I need a few of those for some of my family members,
like that. And then he can do a healing, like a mental, it's all in your head, I feel like.
Right.
So like if you believe it's gonna work, it's gonna work. So I was hardcore. I was like, what, 14 years old, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna work. And then it did.
Yo.
I feel like the people who don't believe it, so the person I went up with didn't probably believe in it, so that's why, like, he literally would just tap your head and you'd fall asleep, bro.
That's insane.
Like, he'd shake my head, I would be like, I'm Delaney. Like, he had the microphone to me, all right, I'm Delaney, nice to meet you, and sleep. And then you just black the fuck out, bro. Dead ass.
That's kind of amazing.
And I woke up and whatever, like, you feel, he says, like, oh, you'll feel nothing happen, like, energetic, whatever, continue your life. And then when you wake up, you feel like you literally just slept the best sleep of your life, but you weren't sleeping. That's why I don't know how that works.
That's amazing. I want to know how that works. I want to take a psych class so bad.
I know. I was going to take psych for college, but guess who? My ACT wasn't high enough.
No way. What?
Yeah, my reading portion of my ACT wasn't high enough. I got a 16 on the ACT. I don't care about numbers, whatever. But, yeah, I guess I had to take another reading course and another placement test just to get into a psychology class that will help me in the future. I don't care about reading.
Right.
I just want to go into psychology.
That's so dumb.
They're like, you didn't get high enough on the reading. Like, we can't place you in here. Like, you have to get higher than this. And I'm like, how does reading and stuff like that?
Right.
I get how it has to do with it, but, like, I'd rather read about psychology stuff instead of, like, random... you know, readings.
I don't have to take a single, like, reading class or, like, English class. Like, all of mine are either, like, towards my major, towards my minor, or, like, things that I find interesting. Like, I had to register for my classes actually today. And, like, I was so, like, lost. I was like, I don't even know what else to take. And she was like, you can just pick whatever you want.
Your mom said that?
No, my advisor. She was like, you, like, really don't, like, you can do your foreign language a different year, but, like, other than that, like, whatever you find interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
hold on, everyone.
Here you go.
Thank you so much.
Your sauces are in the bag along with ketchup and salt.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Aw, sweet.
Great. So, I'll be taking linguistic anthropology, because that's, like...
Did you get ketchup?
No.
Oh, I didn't get ketchup. Oh, they have fucking ranch? Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, she put the ranch with my thing. So this is my sauce. Then here is
your... Wait, what are you taking?
Okay. So linguistic anthropology, that's basically just because that's like the branch of my major that I want to take.
Yeah.
Film history too, which is going to be like...
I'm just going to open the windows and...
Right.
Or no,
like contemporary film, whatever. Which is a level 200 class, which I'm kind of sketched. I'm taking.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
What level's, like, normal?
Just 100.
Oh.
So that's the only level 200 that I have, like, all year. And then freshman studies. And then in my winter term, because we do, like, a trimester thing. So I have, like, three sets of classes. Taking a world prehistory, an intro to computer design.
Damn, bro.
Pumped. And then spring term, taking biological anthropology, intro to linguistics, which is like understanding like how language is formed and like how it, like, whatever.
I think that's like history.
Yeah, but it's like a whole different, like, see, like, linguistics is like its own thing.
Oh yeah,
like its own, like, you could major in it, which I'm like, okay, I probably should have done that if I want to be a speech pathologist. Mm-hmm. But whatever. And then intro to religious studies.
Dang, bro,
I'm kind of
doing a lot. It. I mean, that's probably normal,
right? Well, because like my best friend is in five classes right now, and I'm only gonna take three for the first trimester, but like that's how our school is like set up. I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm not taking that. I'm taking, so my class started yesterday. I had,
oh yeah, how was that? Tell me everything.
I had the selling principles. We all, it kind of like is just sad because like everyone had to wear masks. Like I didn't know anyone. You know how high school, like walk down the halls, whatever, like we all talk to each other, but like right. There was no one in the halls. There was no one to like, because everyone had to stay 6 feet apart, so we all had to sit, you know.
So you didn't even, like, get to talk to people?
I didn't make a single friend. And that's weird for me.
That's so sad.
I didn't know their names. I had one other girl in my class. Don't even know
what? Her name. There's only two people in your class?
One girl, and then there's a total of six.
No way.
Seven on a good day if we all show up. But nope, six on the first day. Two people came in late. Another person came in late. I was the first one there, which I was 7 minutes early.
I'd be terrified.
It was... Yeah, I was scared. It just is sad.
Did you,
I don't know.
Did you, like, learn anything? Or, like, how did it look?
It was the selling principles. I mean, I know I'm going to learn a lot in that class, so I'm excited. But mm-hmm. I kind of knew everything. I did marketing 1 in high school. Mm. It's just like that, I think, so far. But, no, I'm excited for that class. I think it's going to do... It's, like, a communications class for me. Because I'm excited to, like... I don't know. It, like, shows you how to be a business person, too.
Does your school have, like, film classes?
I think so. I showed them that.
Are you gonna take some?
Well, next semester, or in October, I have 2 more classes starting, which is, I think, marketing something and another business. I don't know if they have film. I'm not sure.
Maybe not, because it's, like, a community college, so, like, I don't know if they'll have, like, I don't know. Usually, for to have, like, a film department,
you have to be, like,
yeah, like, mad money coming in. Mm-hmm. Like, my private school I'm about to go to.
Yes, bro. We're feasting, man. Sorry, guys. We're eating right now.
I know, but it's so good.
Oh, my God.
The marinara sauce, though, I would rate it out of 4 out of 10, because why? It's kind of, like... liquidy, and it's not like it tastes more like spaghetti sauce than marinara sauce, you know. I guess they're the same thing, but like
not, that's not thick. Not,
yeah, no,
marinara sauce for like mozzarella sticks is like,
it should be thick, right? Okay.
Yeah, because yeah. Yeah, that's just normal.
But like the mozzarella sticks itself, I would give a 7 out of 10.
Really?
Definitely had better, but they're still like really good. I would get them again.
What's your favorite, like, appetizer going to places? I have one in mind, and I'll tell after you. Or do you want me to go first?
I like beer nuggets and corn nuggets. But those are, like, bar food, I guess. But, like, so good.
Is that the thing with, like, a cheese in the middle? And then it's, like...
Yeah, it's, like, beer cheese.
Like, cheese on the outside?
In the middle, and breaded. And yeah. Then corn nuggets is, like, cream corn. Like, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, or breadsticks. You can never go wrong with breadsticks.
Yeah, Olive Garden's breadsticks. Woo.
Anywhere. Never met a breadstick I didn't like.
My favorite appetizer is fried pickles.
Ooh.
Those slap. Like, not even kidding. Buffalo Wild Wings has the best ones. And then...
That's all my brother gets when we go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know why. They're so fucking good.
My brother's obsessed with pickles, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fried pickles, he'll get them everywhere. Fried green beans are amazing. Fried avocado.
Fried everything. Oreos. Yeah. But fried Oreos, I can only eat like 1 or 2. And right. I'm like, okay, this is gross.
But like, I'm not a big fan of Oreos regularly.
Oh.
So like, fried Oreos are amazing. And I could eat like a package of those, like, obviously over time. But like, yeah. I would rather eat a package of fried Oreos than regular Oreos. I don't know. I get a lot of crap for not liking regular Oreos. But like, I don't know, I feel like they're overhyped.
I feel like I eat a lot of fried food or, like, unhealthy food, which I should start changing because...
100%, I'm going to need to start changing that. I'm going to be an athlete. I need to... Whoopsies.
When does soccer...
Sorry, coach.
When does it start? Or hockey. Hockey. When does hockey start?
Well, our season got pushed back, so we can't play conference games until...
Or when can you go on, like, the ice?
December 31st. We can technically practice, like, now, whenever we want. Like, and once we get on campus, we'll have to, like, organize, like, basically captain skates, but we don't have a captain yet, so it's just gonna be, like...
And is it all girls team?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be captain? Or do you want to be, being new and, like, you know...
It would be nice to, but I also feel like a lot of girls are gonna come into the team with the same mindset that they want to be captains, too. So, like, I don't want to cause a power struggle. Like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen naturally, and I'm not gonna, like, force it. Because I feel like, especially in girls' hockey, like, they try to be like... leadership, like, when, like, I naturally have leadership qualities that will come out over time, but, like...
That's how I'm, too.
Right. So, like, especially going through, like, some of the other girls' Instagrams, like, a lot of them have been captains at their prior teams, so, like...
Well, have you... Are you, like, the... Are there other freshmen on your team?
It's a whole team of freshmen.
Oh, really?
It's our first year of being a team. Like, this is our inaugural season for our school. Mm. There's one sophomore, but she's a goalie.
Maybe... She'll just be captain because she's oldest.
Maybe.
Because that's how some schools are.
But I don't know if they do that in college, you know? Because that's, like, a higher level, so it's not really, like, a seniority thing. Seniority. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because at Wilmot it was.
Yeah.
And I got that taken away from me. Like, if there's going to be seniors on your team and you just give them to three seniors, give them to all the seniors. If there's five seniors, give them all the captain position.
Even, like, with soccer, it was like that because... I was a captain my junior year, and all the seniors got pissed.
Yeah.
But then a coach was like, what did you want me to do? You guys voted. Like, but I was the only junior captain, and they all got so mad. And he was like, yeah, maybe we don't do that again. I'm like, that's yeah, they all so voted BS. For us too. That shouldn't matter what year you are. If there's no seniors that can step up to the plate, like, then don't have a senior captain just for the hell of it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they got over it. They're gone, and... whatever.
At least you're going to college for it, you know, you're playing there.
Right. And I want to play like intramural soccer too, just to like
meet people too.
Yeah, meet new people and like have that like second group of friends, I guess. I don't know.
That's good because my sister did a intramurals volleyball team. Mm-hmm. She loved it. Kaya Thompson does that. Mm-hmm. Just for fun. My sister played in high school. And Kaya did. Kaya was really good.
Yeah, because she went to my elementary school. She was good.
Mm-hmm. And she's tall and just athletic, so. Mm-hmm. I played volleyball my freshman year.
I never played volleyball. I'm not coordinated enough for that.
Really?
I don't even think it's fun in gym class.
Yeah. My favorite thing in gym was just probably... So
ping pong was amazing.
Okay, yes.
I destroyed at ping pong.
I like bags.
Annihilate. Well, yeah, but I do that at home all the time. So, like, I don't really count that.
Or I like, liked badminton with the...
I hated badminton. I hated...
Really?
Yes.
Were we in the same gym class one time? Like, at all during high school?
Were we?
I don't know.
Who did you
like
have
just...
freshman year? I had Olsen.
I think I held Olsen, too.
Eighth hour?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are we in the same gym class? And we just didn't know? No way. No way, man.
I just drooled. Yeah, Mr. Olsen, eighth hour, because I had Noelle and Kelly.
You did because me and Kelly were partners. We were partners for badminton, bro.
Bro, oh, that was a connection. I was like, I know.
Delaney.
I was like, I can see you right now hitting a badminton. Right, like, why can't I vision that? And I was like, no way. That just it hit me. I was like, you played badminton. I know that for a fact.
I definitely did. I love how we just didn't know at all.
Because I was like, I swear to God, it was always you and Kelly and then me and Noelle, or like, I don't know if we would switch it up, but we didn't really talk at all.
No. No.
We didn't start talking until
soon. Because I thought you didn't like me and you were like too popular for me to be friends with you. Does that make sense?
Oh, shut. No way.
No, I'm...
How?
Dead.
Tell me.
Dead serious.
Tell me your whole explanation.
Because you were friends with Gianna. Yep, that's it. That's literally
friends
the
with
only...
Gianna?
Yes.
What does that mean?
She was popular. She was like the prettiest, most popular girl in our grade and you were like her best friend. And I was like, yep, there's no way. Like...
Gianna Pellegrino?
Yes. Yes, because she was dating... No, that was Josie. Fuck, but
who was Josie dating?
Ryan.
Do not.
Yeah. Like, that whole group of people. Your entire lunch table. Who sits at your lunch table? List them.
Me, Morgan. Well, for senior year?
No, because your senior year one kind of went out. But you still sat by, like, Hunter. And so? Connor. Like, do you not understand? You
were... I don't see popularity, bro.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm dead ass. I don't think those guys are really anything.
Because you're part of them. Or you were.
I don't talk to any of the guys.
Yeah, I know. Which, why did you sit at their lunch table?
It was my lunch table. Are you kidding? They sat in my
really?
Lunch. It was me, Morgan, Sarah, Kaylee West, and Kaylee Pearson. That was our table.
I and sat they there. Just, like, joined in. Who was on the other side? Maybe don't say last names. But, like,
I don't know who's on the other side, but I don't really, I didn't talk to any of them. And I just sat there because I wanted the front table, and I'm going to get the front table, and I don't give a fuck about anyone.
So mad I didn't sit at the front table.
You should have. Why didn't... Yeah, I don't... I mean, I really don't get... I don't... So, I always look at it like the popular kids in movies always got, you know, they were always mean, and they were always, like, jocks, and they were always just mean.
Right.
Like, that's... I grew up, like... My mom was like, hang out with everyone. Hang out with the stoners. Yeah. Hang out with the geeks. Hang out... I love... My favorite person out of the whole high school is Shadow. I'm dead ass. No, I'm dead. He is... Me and him literally text every day. Like, he is so in... Like, I just enjoy his... our conversations. We had homeroom together.
My brother used to bully him.
I mean, everyone bullied him, but I think, though... Not... I hate
My brother
saying,
was also an asshole, so...
I hate seeing, like, weird... I hate saying the word, like, weird people, but, like, those ones are the ones that you can have the best conversations with.
He has special needs.
Like, I mean...
So, it's not... Like, it is bad to call him weird, but, like, he's definitely different. Like, he literally had an aide all through elementary school. He went to my elementary school. Like, our brother was in the same Boy Scout troop.
No, that's what... Like, so, yeah, that's why I, like, I don't see...
Not to say that, like, you were mean at all. I don't want that to be what, like, comes across. But, like, you were friends with the people that had parties and, like, stuck to their clique, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that essentially is what popular people are just people with.
I don't know. I don't like. I don't like the word popular people.
Right.
I've never liked that word. Like, I've always been. Yes, I've been well known because I'm. I like to talk to people and have friends.
Right.
But I don't like to be the word popular.
Right.
Like, no, I can be popular.
I literally posted it on my private story the other day. Like, popular kids is. It's false. That's not a real thing, because if everyone hates them, how can they be popular? Like, to be popular, you have to be liked.
Exactly. The most popular kids are the ones that are friends with everyone, who right. doesn't get in drama, who doesn't, you know, maybe go to the parties or have the parties. Like,
right.
they're the people, like, that's why, like, sure, yeah, I was, like, the most popular in school. Would
right.
you say the most popular? I would say I
think everyone did know of you.
Yeah.
But I also feel like everyone did know of me. Everyone did know of Ian.
Everyone.
Like, yeah, we all... Our school wasn't
our school's
big
not
enough.
Small.
Yeah. We weren't big enough to not know of everyone.
Or, like, from other schools. Like, we would go to the student section, make friends. Like, we would just,
right.
like, be known by different schools. Like, I think... I don't think it's about who you're friends with. I think it's who knows you.
I think the media just ruins the
exactly.
whole idea.
Like, and I like, was saying, growing up, the movies... Like, Sharpay was the popular person. Like, she
mm-hmm.
was mean and rude. And, like, that's not
right.
who I want the popular kids to be. And your version of a popular kid is different than mine.
Yeah.
100%, because we all have different opinions.
And we were also friends with different people. So, like, sure, from the outside, your friend group looked popular.
Exactly.
But
you didn't
you
know.
Are in that friend group. You don't, like, see, that's just your friends. Like,
exactly. And, like, I don't know how I got... Like, I don't know... I just...
Right. It doesn't make much sense. Because you really do talk to everyone.
Exactly.
So, like, I don't understand how you got grouped with them. Because some people in...
Oh, yeah. Some people
that group are really toxic. And, like...
Some people probably group me really badly. And
right.
Because I have a... Everyone has opinions on... Like, it's weird how... So, like...
Social media changes that a lot, too.
Yeah, like, I can have a different opinion on you than you have on... Like, yourself. What are you looking at?
I thought, like, did you move the cap to the marinara sauce? Did
yeah,
you
yeah,
grab
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I put it
because
in.
I was like, oh my god, it did.
Oh my god,
fall.
I was
cried. Yeah, that's why I was like, I can't find it.
I just think it's weird how everyone in this world, like, everyone that you know has a different perspective or view
on you. We talked about this. Yes.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
We
like, did. I think...
Off
like,
the air, we friends, talked about this.
But like, your friends have different views on me than what you see of me.
Right.
I have different friends of you or different views on you and your friends. Like, you thought, you know, I don't know, but you thought I was mean probably, and now, like, look at this.
I don't think I thought you were mean. I just thought you were unapproachable. Which, like, I guess you also did just keep to yourself. So, like, from the outside, like, yeah, I wasn't just going to walk up to you and be like, hey, what's up? Because, like, you'd have been like, hello? Like, hi, why are you?
But, like, now you know that I would have been like, what up,
right,
bro?
Like, I wish we would have become friends literally freshman year of that gym class.
Dude, yeah.
Could you imagine?
I was still that.
Where do you think we would be? We'd be episode 300.
Oh, definitely. I don't know if that... Would that... I don't know. I don't know if that would change anything, because TikTok wasn't a thing back then, so we couldn't be like...
Right.
I literally just started my YouTube channel then.
That's
I had
insane.
Maybe, like, 30 subscribers, and I was blown off, like, poppers for that.
Right.
Like, I don't know. No one really... You never really had a... Like, no one really had a voice in high school until they got older anyway.
Right, yeah. But I feel like that's, like, everyone. Like, your freshman year, like... You're
exactly,
really like, nobody. Like, and I feel like a lot of us were even sophomore year. Like, you weren't really yourself. That's probably,
exactly.
like, the biggest piece of advice I could give for people. Because I feel like a lot of our audience is going into high school or, like, young high school. Like, just be yourself and, like...
Your crew will, like, your friends will come.
Right.
Like, you'll give off that energy.
If people do, like, look at you weird and, like... try to bash you for that, they'll see in 2 years that they were in the wrong and
yeah.
that you were just living your life, and they're gonna wish that they did that too. Like, I wish I was comfortable enough to wear shorts to school freshman year.
Yeah. Like not looking back, it's not like a regret, because that's what made you who you are right now.
Right.
But like, it's kinda like a why did I care so much? I've always done whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
Like, not even kidding. Like, that's why I'm so glad that my mom raised me like that. She was like whoever you like. Like, she literally told me this when I was, like, little. Like, 10 years old. She was like who you like. Dress how you want. Have your hair how you want.
Right.
Who cares what people think of, like, the only person, like, at the end of the day, you come home to your family. Sure, their opinions matter, but you're the only one you're gonna really... You only know yourself.
Right.
Like, you really, like...
And you're the only one that does. Really.
And I was saying that the other day. Like, you literally only know yourself. Like, go jump in front of that crowd and stuff. Like,
right.
They don't know you. They don't
right.
know the energy. Like, you know yourself. That's also why... I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but, like, if I do something embarrassing, I'm like, oh, they don't know me.
Right.
I say that in my
matter.
Head every
like,
time.
These people will never see me again.
Yeah, like, walking in the salon today, like, I was like, oh, they can see what's on the outside, but they don't actually know.
Right.
So that goes, like, really deep, because I'm like, they don't actually know know me.
Right.
Because you can only control, like, you can only hear your own thoughts. If everyone heard my thoughts,
oh, no.
Oh, God.
I don't know, and I just think that it's, like, I feel like everyone worries so much about what they are putting forward, too, and how they are presenting themselves to other people, that, like, you... turn into something that isn't
you're not
you.
And everyone cares. No, everyone fucking cares about what other people think and what they have to say on social media too. Like, everyone cares. Like, oh, like, if people have, like, yeah, I get everyone has, like, a private story and a private
right.
like thing. How many people, maybe, like, or like different groups, like, who said my name in their group? Like, did anyone stand up for my name?
Right.
Like, do any, like, what do they say? I don't know. I won't ever know, because no one will tell me. Or if they're putting on, like, a fake, I will never know if they're putting up a front and being, like, just not telling me.
Right. The fact that, like, you could 100% paint yourself, like, to
I could
someone
be talking
else,
shit
like, a completely
about,
different person.
Yeah. I could be talking shit about you to someone else, but you would never know, because I would never tell you.
Right. And that other person would never tell me.
Yeah, and that's like, hard, because it's, like, a trust thing. Like, that's why I don't trust... a soul, bro.
Right.
My trust has been fucked up.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. Me too. I've had a few, like, best friends backstab me that, like, really hit me out of nowhere. That, like, now it's just... Like, that's why I said even, like, going to college, like, I don't really want to make new friends. Because I don't want to have to go through, like, the heartbreak of having to lose
yeah,
a friend.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Like, all the bad things about, you know, getting right. a new group.
Like, trying to find good people.
That's, I mean, they'll come right. with time. Like, my sister found her best friend's freshman orientation. They were all in a, they were all just came up to each other. Like, maybe that will.
Right. Hopefully.
You never know.
Oh my gosh, I hope.
It's scary, bro. And of course, COVID, whatever, there's no group activities anymore.
Right. So it's going to be so hard to, like, get to meet people and, like, get to know anyone that isn't my roommate. Like, not that that's bad, and I hope me and my roommate are, like, best friends. Like, ideally, though, I would only talk to her, and, like, that we would just be our own best friends, and that's all that mm-hmm. I need. Like, you know, like...
But, like, I mean, maybe your soul isn't, like, maybe your soul belongs in, what, California? Maybe your soul belongs... Maybe right. your soulmate is in New York right now. Like, you never know until the time comes. And, like, just do everything, because you don't know if you can meet... the love of your life, the another best friend, like, at the party, at the, you know, bus stop. Like, you never know where you can meet a, like, a lifelong friend right. or a relationship or just a good person. That's why I try, like, throughout high school, I tried going to everything, like, all the homecomings, proms, everything. I tried going to, like, football games, because we wouldn't have been close. If I was like, no, I'm not going to the football games, we probably wouldn't be right. as close.
Especially after, like, all the backlash that happened with the, like, student section leaders.
Yeah.
Like, and the battle that they had. Like, if it wasn't... I love how we're both just like, oh, the yeah. turn.
We wouldn't have been making fun of everyone. We wouldn't right. have...
I genuinely, if it wasn't for you being at those games with me, I don't think I would have shown up to another game past, like, the second one. Like, because yeah. it just wasn't fun.
No, like, literally, that. And, like, that's why I, if anyone's out there listening, like, and you guys don't have motivation to go, you know, to that dance, to the football game, to a basketball game, or try out for a sport, do it. I met some of my long-life friends.
Oh my god, for just do it.
Basketball.
My best friend, Subcheck, we met at soccer.
Yeah, like, you
and
never
we didn't
know.
Become friends until sophomore year, soccer season. Like,
you freaking never, that's the thing about life that amazes me, because you never know. If I didn't start TikTok, I wouldn't have had a lot of amazing friends.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, all the, like, playlist, I wouldn't have went. That's a dream for some kids to go to playlist. Like, I didn't know what it was until, yeah, I didn't know what it was until, like, this year.
Right. That's insane.
And me going and being, like, a creator, like, what? That's insane.
Yeah.
And having, like, a Airbnb with, like, top, you know, verified people, I was like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just a group, and like, they're all human. That's right. what some people don't think, too. On social media, like, we're all human, too. We have emotions, too.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, that's why I don't, like, I stay away from, like, hate and stuff. And, like, getting hate and receiving hate. Like, yeah, I can have all these comments. Like, oh, my God. All, like, these are positive comments. But right. those two or three comments that, you know, are hurtful, those are the only ones I'm going to think about.
Right. Yeah, and, I hope that people, like, that do send hate realize that, like, you send me a lot of it.
Oh my god, I screenshot it every time I get something.
Screenshot it and send it to me, and it's like, just like, can you believe that? Like, and then you'll go to confront someone, and they're like, oh, I'm such a huge fan. Like, don't do that shit. What do you mean? If you were such a big fan, you wouldn't try to cancel
yeah. people.
Like, I don't know. I've never been such a big enough fan that I'd want to ruin David Dobrik's career. Like,
exactly.
It's so weird.
Or people find out, like, try finding out everything about a person when, like, yeah, they're gonna show you what they want to show you.
Right.
Don't go.
Right. Like, don't go snooping trying to figure out.
I don't know
other people, details. Like,
it's crazy.
Because, like, one thing that I think people, like, lose is, like, you try to put yourself in that person's shoes. Like, you wouldn't want people to know your address.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why, like,
because you don't know who has access to that. Then, because it's on the internet, it's public.
Or, like, leaking someone's
knowledge.
Phone. Like, I don't know. That's just scary.
Did
like,
you ever get your phone number leaked?
No. I one time when I was at like. 20k when I was at 20k
Delaney.
Hold on,
Delaney's
when I was at 20k I leaked Abby's number.
You did not.
It was the dude. Her phone still blows up to this day.
Like, are you kidding?
She still gets calls, but now she can't, like, yeah, the phone, like, broke and she had to get a new one. So that's when I knew. I was like, wow, I'm really popping off right now.
Right.
We're never doing that again.
Yeah, you can't.
And I was on live, too, and people, and yeah.
No.
I leaked it. Abby's phone's like, every second, bro, of the day, of the night.
That's insane. What?
Even after we deleted the video, people took screenshots, put it somewhere else.
That's kind of fucked. Once you delete a video, like, I hate that people,
it was
like,
crazy. I really want to do it again.
you leak my number, I'm gonna come to your house and murder you. I swear to God.
Oh my God. I'm like, not me.
Here's Molly's. Oh my God. I guess my number is already kind of public. A little bit.
I'm surprised not a lot of people, like, I don't know, because they can find my number. Well, I'm not gonna say
don't say how, but people can also find my number. People yeah. have. People
same.
Do.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, through, like.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, like, I've also, like, someone that found my number and started texting me is now, like, my number one best friend on Snapchat. So, like, I don't know. But then I also hate the people that message and are just like, can we be friends now? I'm like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You can't just, like. Like, this can't be that forced. And then they're like, oh, how's your day?
Yeah, I'm like, I use Snapchat, but it's not like I Snapchat just, like, everyone on a regular basis. You know what I mean? Like, I Snapchat right. 5 people a day.
Right.
Who I really talk to. But other than that, I don't know. I don't really add people back that much. But
I don't add people back, but I have it set so that they can still message me without me having to add them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the people that add me and then immediately message me, like, are surprised that I opened it because I didn't add them back. But I'm just I don't know. If you sent it to me, I'm going to look at it. Yeah. But I don't know.
That's true.
Let's take an ad break real quick.
Bye, boo!
Enjoy the ad.
All right, everyone. We are going to end it. It's currently 8 p.m.
I got to get home, babies.
Babies! I got to go edit my new YouTube video, so everyone go subscribe. Let's get to 40K by the end. Of this month, maybe. Ooh.
Yeah, you got that.
Easy. Bro, 100K by the end of this year?
Yeah. No, yeah.
100%. I get the plaque?
Bro, the day you get the plaque, what the frick?
Dude.
Yo. Oh
that's going to be crazy. All right. Everyone, go make my dream come true and go subscribe.
Follow the socials. They're all in the description.
Love you guys. Bye. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.